Today's daf is Nida daf Lamed Zayin, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis Sheila Baravina. Today's daf is being learned as a Chus Rufu Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza and for Khalifa Avigdor Ben Esther. So at the very end of yesterday's daf, we began the Mishnah on the top of daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, which states a tremendous chiddush in Hilchas Nida, and that is a woman that was pregnant. She's towards the end of her pregnancy, and she's experiencing chevle leida. She's experiencing labor pain. If she would see Dan 3 days in a row during her Yemei Ziva, meaning the time that she was in labor coincided with the 11 of the 18 days, the quote-unquote Yemei Ziva, the halacha is that she wouldn't be Tomei Toma Ziva. Meaning, even though she technically saw Dan during her Yemei Ziva, and it's Psukim in the Torah, Torah Shev Iksav, Torah Shev Alpeh, that she should now become a Zava Gedoyla, she should need Shev Nekiyim in order for it to become Tar, she should have to bring a carbon. The halacha is that in the event that she saw the Dan, Machmas Koishi Haleda, it was related somehow to labor, so then the halacha is that even though she technically meets the criteria of being a Zava Gedoyla, she's not going to be considered a Zava. This is in contrast to a woman that has the same exact koishi leida, not during her Yemei Ziva, but rather during her Yemei Nida. There the halach is, she is treated as a Nida. So a pregnant woman that feels tsar leida or chevle leida, she sees dam, if she's during her Yemei Nida, the halach is, without a question, she's going to be a Nida. If, however, she saw it during her Yemei Ziva, she's not going to be a Zav. Stating that, the Tanam said it's not so simple. That the only time that's true is if she had her koishi haleida, and it segued right into a leida. If, however, there was a time period where she stopped seeing blood, whether it's 24 hours, a night and a day, different shitas in the Tanam, the Gemara is going to discuss it further, then at that point we would say that even though it seemed a little bit like the dam was related to her labor, but being that there was a hefsik between the chevle leida and the actual leida, so then we would attribute all the dam that she saw to being regular dam ziva. But again, this is a chiddush that was said only with regards to ziva. This was never said with regards to nida. So if a woman is in her yumei ziva, she's feeling pain, and then she starts bleeding, so then you have to open up a Shulchan Aruch, you have to consult your local rabbi and figure out whether or not she's going to be a Zava, she's not going to be a Zava. If she was during her Yemei Nida, then it's a moot point. It doesn't matter. Because this whole Gzeres HaKasif, this whole Chiddush HaTorah, that Dam Machmas Koishi doesn't trigger Ziva, was only said regarding Ziva. It was never said with regards to Nida. The Mishnah had begun, the opening remark was, HaMekasha Nida. And it sounds a little bit like the Mishnah saying that any time a woman sees dam because of labor pains, the halacha is she automatically becomes a nida. And the Gemara jumped right away and said, "Atu kala makasha nidahi." Is that true? Any time that a woman sees dam machmas kishui, she automatically becomes a nida. And the Gemara brought three pshatim how to understand that line in the Mishnah, which is going to segue into this morning's daf. Amar Rav, the first pshat of the Gemara was nida liyayma. Of course, mida iraisa, not every time a woman sees dam because of koishi, she's automatically going to be a nida. If she saw it during her Yemei Nida, then for sure she'll be a nida mida iraisa. When the Mishnah says every makasha is a nida, it meant because even when she sees it during her Yemei Zida, Ziva, although it's true that very often she won't become a Zava mida iraisa, but mida rabbanon, she is going to have to observe some sort of hilchas nida. So nida liyoyma, meaning it's a nida de rabbanon, it's only for one day. Said Chayshina Shemetish. It's even more than that. Shmuel said, "I agree with you, Rav, that when the Mishnah says Hamakasha Nida, it means any woman that's Makasha is going to be a Nida, even if she saw it during her Yemei Ziva. What then does it mean that every woman who has Dam Machmas Koishi during her Yemei Ziva is a Nida? What does that even mean? She's not a Zava, and why would she be a Nida? Again, it's only Midrabanan, but not like you, Rav, that it's Midrabanan Liyoyma. It's more than that. She has to be Shemeres Yoyim Kineged Yoyim Midrabanan. Rabbi Yitzchak was the third Pshat. He said, "No, I disagree with Rav. I disagree with Shmuel. I hold that a woman who's Mekasha during her Yemei Ziva, just like she's not going to be a Zava Midrabanan, she's not going to be a Zava Midrabanan, she's not going to be a Nida Midrabanan. What then did the Mishnah mean when it said a mekasha nida? What it meant was ha mekasha bimei nida nida. But enachanabi bimei ziva. In that case, she's going to be tired. Either way, three shitas. What's the halacha? If a woman sees dam machmas koishi during her yemei ziva, according to Rav, she's going to be a nida liyoma midrabanan. According to Shmuel, she's going to be a shemeres yoim kineged yoim. Meaning like a Zava Kitana Midrabanan. According to Rav Yitzchak, she's going to be Tehoira. This is all, again, if she was Mekasha during her Yemei Ziva. If she was Mekasha during her Yemei Nida, everybody agrees she's going to be a Nida, not Midrabanan, she's going to be a Nida Midai Reis, says the Gemara. With that introduction, Shila Baravino Avaduv the Kabasi de Rav, Shila Baravino Paskind like Rav. He paskined that a woman who has labor during her Yemei Ziva, the halacha is, even if she sees down one time, she becomes a nida midrabban. Kinoch nafshi de Rav, while Rav was lying on his deathbed, literally, b'shas p'ti rosei shal Rav, amale de Ravasi. So Rav told his Talmud Ravasi, am Ravasi, am Rav, throughout Shas. So Ravasi, Rav's Talmud is literally standing on his deathbed. So he turns to Ravasi. This is a glimpse into the Shas P'ti Rosso Yishol Rav. What does he tell him? Zil Tzane. He says, you know that halacha that I held, that a woman that sees Dam Machmas Koshi, Bimei Ziva, the halacha, she becomes a Nidid Rabbanon, go hide that psak. I don't want to hear from that psak anymore. And I know Shila Baravina, my Talmud, Paskins that way, he's following my halacha, go tell him to stop. And if Shila Baravino, who's issuing that psak, isn't going to listen, Garye, then what I want you to do is, I want you to try to convince him. Garye, Rashi says, Gror, right? Try to be Moshechim and try to convince him and explain to him that this is what I told you and that's what he's supposed to do. The Gemara says, who's Sover Gadye? Ravasi heard what Rav said and he thought that what Rav was telling him was, is go tell Shila Baravino to stop issuing this psak and tell him that if he doesn't, you have to put him into Cherem. That's not what Rav said. Rav said, Garye, be Moshechim, try to convince him, persuade him. Ravasi thought, Gadye, very, very different. Put him in Cherem. So the Gemara says, Bachad anadach, Rishid Rav. Rav was nifter. Amalei, so he told him, Hodabach, the Hodabei Rav, I want you to be Chayzer from this halacha, because Rav told me on his deathbed that I'm supposed to tell you that he doesn't hold this way anymore. Amalei, so he told him, Im Isa, the Hodabei, the Dihava Amalei. So Shelebar Avino told Ravasi, I hear what you're saying, but you know what? If Rav really felt that way, he should have told it to me directly, and I don't believe you. I'm not being makabel. So the Gemara says, Leitzayis, he didn't listen to him. So what did Ravasi do? Ravasi did what he thought Rav told him to do. Gadye, he put him in Cherem. Amalei, he said, you're putting me in Cherem? I can't, what's going on over here? And then he told him, are you not afraid to put me in Cherem? You're putting an Adam Gadol, a Talmud Chacham in Cherem. So garnished as I posh it. Right? Chazal say, you have to be very careful when you're around Tamid Chacham. Have Yizar mi gachalton. So he told him, you're not worried about the fire, the gacheles that maybe is going to come from me? You putting me in Cherem may come, it may backfire, literally. Amalei, so he told him, he says, no, I'm not afraid. You know why? Because you know who I am? I know Isi ben Yehuda. I'm Isi ben Yehuda. Now his name was Rav Asi. It's interesting. Throughout Chas, you have Rav Asis and Rav Isis. Maybe it was the same name. So he told him, I know Isi ben Yehuda. Do Isi ben Gur Aryeh. Do Isi ben Gamliel. Do Isi ben Mahalalel. A lot of names. But either way, he said, and my name Isi, or Asi, has in it a connotation of who I am. I'm an Asisa de Nechasha. I'm like a copper mortar. That never goes bad. It never decays. I'm not afraid. Nothing is going to affect me. Amalei. So Shelo told him, he says, I hear that you're a mortar. You're a copper mortar that can't decay, but I'll tell you what I am. I'm not Shelo Baravino. Buchna de Barazala. I'm a copper or an iron pestle, right? The pestle and the mortar. The Mispar Asisa de Nechasha, and I'm able to break it. Either way, I don't think it's a good idea to put me in Cherem, because even though you're Isi or Ravasi and you think that somehow nothing can get to you, either way, the Gemara says, Kachav Cholash Ravasi. After Ravasi put Shila Baravin in Cherem, he became sick. The Gemara describes the symptoms. Sounds like he went from chills to fever, back and forth, forth and back. And the Gemara says, Noch Nafshi de Ravasi. And at the very end, Ravasi Nebuch was Noch Nafshi. Also, Shela Amla de Visu. So when Shela saw the Ravasi pass, the way Shela got scared. So he went to his wife and he told his wife, Tzvisli Savdasa, I want you to prepare for me tachrichin. because I think it's my time as well. Because I'm afraid that Rav Asi is going to go back to Rav and he's going to start saying things about me, and I want to be there in front of my Rebbe Rav to defend my position, why I did what I did. The Gemara says, she prepared tachrichim for him, noch nafshi de sheila. And they were posh, they both died at the same time, and both of them were lying at the same time. The Gemara says, chazu de parcha osa mehai poria lahai poria. Rashi says, regilim hoyu lahaniach hadas alamito. That in the olden days, there was a minhag, they would put hadasim, as in Talmud Minim fame. They would put hadasim on the beds, and that was a minhag. Either way, the hadas went from Rav Asi's bed onto Shila Bar Avina's bed, and from Shila Bar Avina's bed to Rav Asi's bed. And the Gemara says, Amri, they took this as a sign, Shema Mina of the Rabbanon Paisa. This was a sign that even though the Rabbanon, right before they passed away, they had this exchange, but Vaisleis, they made Shalom from this. This was a raya that they made Shalom. Either way, an interesting Agadat the Gemara tucked away in the middle of some very, very intense Sugya Shas. So just to pause for one moment before we dive back in, and that is two horrors. The first horror is that Rav held that Hamekasha, a woman that has Dam, Machmas Koishi, during her Yemei Ziva, she's a Nida Midrabbanan. And then the Gemara says, on his deathbed, he was Chayzer. He changed his mind, and he told his Talmud Rav Asi, go tell Shila Bar Avina, who I know has been issuing my halacha, my psak, I want you to tell him to be Chayzer. And if not, Garye, Gadye, they both end up passing away, and an incredible story. But anyway, that's the backdrop. The backdrop was Rav was being chayzer. What did Rav want to hold? I mean, what did Rav tell Rav Asi? What should his shita be? So it's a mefurish Rashi. Rashi says, "Haster oisei davar," meaning emar loy. Rav told Rav Asi, "Go tell Shila Bar Avina sheyachser boy de tahar legamri. I want you to tell him that I made a mistake. I was being too machmer. That really I hold like Rav Yitzchak. That was the third shita, meaning hamikasha bimei nida nida, but bimei ziva really is going to be tahar. That's how Rashi learns. That Rav felt that he was being too machmer. And he said, I don't want to be so machmer. I want to go ahead. I want to be meikel. The Ran and the Chiddush Ram is matmi on Rashi. He says if that's the case, I don't understand the story, because it comes out then that Rav wanted to be more." So he goes to Shila Bar Avina, and Shila Bar Avina says, I don't want to be Mekel, I want to be Machmer. Put him in Cherem for wanting to be Machmer? Why was he putting him in Cherem? Right, what was the story now? The story is Shila Bar Avina is being Machmer, like Rav Sablacha, not like Rav Yitzchak, that a Mekasha b'mei Nida is going to be Bimeziva is going to be treated like a nida, which is a chumrah. Rav came around and he said, you know what, there's no reason to be machmer. You could be mekel. Shila Bar Avina didn't want to be mekel. Okay, so he was being machmer. He was being extra frum. He was being extra precautious. There is such a shita. Shmuel was very machmer. Shmuel was even more machmer. Shmuel held that you have to be shemer siyam keneged yoyim. So for not wanting to be mekel like Rav Yitzchak, Rav Asi thought that Rav wanted him to put him in cherem. If he's being mekel, so it's a question of a shtickle of hefkeres, we're dealing over here with Tyrus HaMishpacha, you're dealing with Hilchas Nida, maybe Chayvi Krisos, so you could understand the stakes are very high, why everybody was excited, and why there was a Havamida, there should be a Nida, but it turns out it was just the opposite. It turns out Shila Bar Avina was being machmer, where Rav Asi thought that Rav wanted him to be mekel, and for not being mekel, he was putting him in cherem. So the Ran says, it can't be pshat like Rashi. He said, must be punkt faket. That really, Rav was being chayzer, Rav held he was being too mekel. And really, what Rav wanted was to be machmer like Shmuel. Right, Rav was the in-between shita. Shmuel shita is shemeres yom keneged yom. That if she sees down during her Yemei Ziva, she's a zovah ketanah midrabbanan. Rav Yitzchak shita was, she was tar legam. Rav was in between. You're not a shemeres yom keneged yom, but you're a nidol yom. So not that Rav was being chayzer, be more mekel. Rav was being chayzer, be more machmer. But I saw b'shem the chachmas betzalo. He said, "What's pshat in Rashi?" He said, "Pshat in Rashi is based on something we've spoken at already so many times, and we'll read again l'shoyne azov of the Noida b'Yehuda in his tshuvas yeridei kama simim em gimel. And that is that David HaMelech said, Ani yodei meluchlachis b'shvir uveshilya letaher yishalavaylo. David HaMelech was comparing himself to all the other kings. As the kings, they live this very extravagant lifestyle, and all they're busy with is with their taivis. He says, what do I do? He says, I'm sitting there, I'm literally making myself dirty with damnida. Why? Litaher Yishol Abayla, says the Noi de Behuda. Avaliyo, Shem Oid Ra'u Lachas Shatat HaKonos B'nai Yisrael. A Dayan has to be very careful to try to help the B'nai Yisrael. U Befrat B'Yishi Yelada, certainly when it comes to a woman that's of childbearing age. Didn't say that, I'm involved with Nida because I have to make sure, Chavi Krisos, that if a woman is a Nida, Chalila, she has to make sure that she observes all the halachas, all the harchakas. No, that's not what he said. What he said was, the reason I'm busy is Latari Shalabayla. What do you see from here? She Yoyser Ashvach Latahir Milatame. And that's what Inoy Behuda says, this is my hakdama, my preface to this big kula that I'm about to issue. Amarti Eting Libi Lahamtsi Eza Kula Kifisha Efsha. But I think there's one additional wrinkle that you see here, and that is that when we spoke out this Noida Behuda for the first time, so Pasha, you think that the reason it's so important Latari Yishal Abaylo is because of the first mitzvah in the Torah, because of the mitzvah Puravu, like Salvera L'Sheves Yitzara. Right, we mentioned the Gemara that says Yeshua Benun was punished because he was Mevatel Klal Yisrael from Pirya Verivya for one night. We spoke at Rashi in Mesechta Shabbos that Rashi attributes the chet of the Bnei Eli. What was it? It wasn't that the pasuk sounds like they were literally mezana with the married women that used to come to bring karbas. No, they weren't mezana with them. But what they do is they used to delay them, and as a result, they couldn't go home quick enough, so they will be mevatel them from Pirya Verivya, even for a Laila Achas. And you see, Pirya Verivya of a Laila Achas is very, very chum. But over here, we're dealing with a pregnant woman. We're dealing with a woman that's about to have a child. And still, there's an Inyan, maybe of Latar Isha Labaila. But the bottom line is that you see from here that it's not related necessarily to Puravu. But again, what's the Chachmas Pesalos of Teretz? His Teretz says that Enochinami, Rab wanted to be more Mekel. And he felt you have to be Mekel, because when it comes to these ideas, when it comes to these Inyanim, the ideas, usually you would think Hamachna Tavay Olav Bracha, but Hilchas Nida is not necessarily like that. It's Letayer Yishal Abayla. That's the Tavay Olav Bracha, and that's what Rav was upset. Rav said, "I used to be a little bit too Machmer. I want to be more Mekel, but what do you be more Mekel for? This is not a Shiloh Puruvu. So I think Vaystoyis. It's Mitzad the Mitzvah of Oyna and Indian of Shalom Bayis. That in and of itself, Letayer Yishal Abayla, that would be enough of a reason already to Shteltsu this Noida Behuda. That's the first star. The second aura is I saw in the Shara Mitzvah Balacha from Shlomo Zalman Bron. He Shteltsu to another tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda. And that is, it's a fascinating tshuva, completely not related to what we're learning now. It's a tshuva that was written from the Ben HaMechaber. So can you do a lot of the tshuvas in the Noida B'Yehuda weren't written by the Noida B'Yehuda himself, but rather written by his son, Rav Shmuel. Rabbi Cheskel Landau, the Noida B'Yehuda, Rav Shmuel Landau, the Noida B'Yehuda's son. So this is a tshuva mi Ben HaMechaber. Whenever it's from the Noida B'Yehuda's son, it says, tshuva mi Ben HaMechaber. So he was responding to a shoyl who was asking about a certain fish. And the debate was, is this a kosher fish or is this not a kosher fish? So this is really a sugya mesechta schulin that deal with all the simanim of kosher animals and kosher fish. That was the discussion. And it seems the Noida Behuda had written a tshuva where he had paskined about a certain fish that this is a kosher fish. This yid claimed that the Noida Behuda had retracted, that he had been chayzer, he backed out from his psak, and he knows that he had a letter that the Noida Behuda wrote to this shoyl that he had originally told in his tshuva that this fish is mutter. He backtracked. He said, it's not true. Meaning, even though there's a tshuva in the Noida Behuda that says that this fish is kosher, this he had said, he had an anecdote, b'didi hava uvda, there's a letter floating around that the Noida Behuda was chayzer. And this is the backdrop to this other tshuva. It's in Yerideya, it's Madura Tinyana, it's Simin Chaf Tes. Either way, so Noida Behuda's son tells him like this. He told him that this that you're telling me, that my father was chayzer, he says, I don't believe it. V'tomani shekosav malosoy sha'adoyni ovi moiri v'rabi agoyin zatzal. I mean, the Noida Behuda was hodah by Meiroz eyes, that he was chayzer. V'tziva al malosoy, that even told you, l'shloyach higeres, that he sent you a letter, go send it to the shoyl, that yid. Again, he's telling him that, I either wrote a tshuva to Rav Ployni, this is mutter. And another Rav comes and says, that, you should know, the Behuda sent me a letter telling me that he's chayzer from it, and he asked me to give the letter to that Rav Ployni. Tell him that, you know, the original letter I sent you, the one that's printed, it's a mistake. This is my real psak. So he says, Yimchali malasi shadover zehu sheker mukhlat. Son told him it's not true. It's sheker. V'yodua l'chol, goydol tzedkosoy, shel adoyni ovi moir v'rebi agoyin zatzal. V'yomar v'zarz b'mlech zaksiva. I used to write a lot. It's good for us. So why didn't he write it himself to this Rav? He knew this yid. He used to eat out of his plate. He used to come to him. So Kamashana for many, many years. He should have told him directly. He wouldn't have been Saimich on you to be a shliach to go ahead and issue this. Not just that. If my father, he said, the night of Yehuda, had a tshuva in Noida B'Yehuda where he was mad to something, and he was chayzer, he thought that it really wasn't kosher, he wouldn't have slept that night until he corrected this problem. He would send a letter, al yidei gam leparcha, to make sure that everybody knows that it's really also that they shouldn't be over this isser sheretz eating a non-kosher fish. So besides, you have a letter. Where's the letter? Where is it? Ach v'shtarcha, right? Where's the star? He says, we know the Gemara says that a chaver wouldn't keep in his house even peiros that are not mesukin. That's why if you walk into a chaver's house, you're allowed to eat the peiros. You're allowed to assume that he already gave tshuvas and maestros, because there's a chazaka l'chaver she'inim aniach davar she'inim mesukin ve'ichiniach atshuva. So if you wouldn't leave peiros not to be machshel somebody because maybe someone's going to walk into your house, open the refrigerator, take a bite out of an apple, and find that oops, you didn't give tshuvas and maestros yet. So how would he allow a tshuva like this to circulate? He told him, V'chol zehu l'moifeh shekvoid malos sheker ono. B'shem avi u'moiri ha'goyim zatzal. Kitzer, Ben HaMechaber was not happy. And he said, there's no way in the world, if there's a tshuva in Shailos HaTshuvas Noida B'Yehuda, where he said something is mutter, as much as you don't like the tshuva, you can't come to me with my salach that he was chayzer. It doesn't work that way. This is a tshuva. And if he felt that it wasn't the way it was supposed to be, he would have been chayzer from the tshuva. And he was never chayzer. And if he was never chayzer, you're going to tell me he told you, he says, you don't understand, my father would have been, wait, what's his lashon? With a gamlo parchel of farsim adovel isser. And if he didn't do that, that's the biggest riot in the world. So Shlomo Zalman Braun said that maybe the precedence to take such a strong position about this, this is mamash our Gemara. Right, what did the Gemara say? Shila Bar Avino was passing like Rav. And then Rav told Rav Asi on his deathbed, go tell him to be chayzer. And he came to him, and what did he tell him? Hadabach, Hadabay Rav, Amalei, Yim Isa da Hadabay Lididi Hava Amalei. Said he would have told it to me. And he mistami was right. And in halacha, he had a right to not accept this anecdote, this maisala. Now, it turns out it was a true story, but it doesn't matter. Bottom line is, when it comes to piskei hayra, Pesach has to know how to pask in shilas. This is a very revealing gemara, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Braun, that he's allowed to assume that im isa da hadabe, the didi hava armali. I mean, this is something that comes up a lot with certain, controversial psakim that were written by different gedolim, that, you have a psak one way, and then somebody will say, yeah, but there's a maisa like this, and there's a letter like that. It's just some food for thought. A Gemara right here in Masechtas Nida, Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, and this fascinating shuva from the Ben HaMechaber about the Noida B'Yehuda, he says there's no anecdote that's going to weigh Kenegan HaMefurish HaTshuva in Noida B'Yehuda. And the B'Yehuda understood the power and the weight that his tshuvas carry, and if he felt that there was something in a tshuva that had to be corrected, he would have corrected it, and he wouldn't have just done it through a shliach, and he wouldn't have just dropped it through, he would have gone out with a gamla parch, he would have notified the world. And if he didn't notify the world, is the Maislacha what they are. But they don't rank at all. Can I get a Mefurish HaTshuva in the Noida B'Yehud? Fascinating. Tein L'chachem Yech Gamayit. Either way, Sok the Gemara Vaita. Bay Rava. Koishi Mau Shetister B'Ziva. So we have a Chiddush, and that is that a woman is during her Yemei Ziva, and she sees Dam, even 3 days in a row, when technically she should be a Zava Gedoyla, but if she saw the Dam, Machmas, Koishi Aleda, as long as you could check off the boxes, the halacha shall be tar. It's a chiddush atayra. It's an example of dam toyar, right? That's one of the themes that keep on repeating themselves. Dam toyar. The classic dam toyar is a woman. Isha kisasriya v'yol bezacha, 7 days she's tummy, 33 days of dam toyar. If it's in a cave, 66 days of dam toyar. We had another example of dam toyar. If it's yellow blood, whatever that means. Different colors of blood. So if it's not the color that the Torah said is a problem, then it's going to be Dam Toyer. It's another example of Dam Toyer, where a woman saw Dam during her Yemei Ziva. There's no question she should be a Zava. It's based on Gzeiras HaKosov that this Dam doesn't make her into a Ziva. The question is something else. The question is, what happens if this woman was already a Zava Gedoyl, and now she's observing her Shiva Nikiyim? And during her Shiva Nikiyim, she saw Dam, machmas koishi. So the question is that dam enough to be soiser her shivin akim that she'll have to start counting all over again? Or is it not enough to be soiser? What's the shiloh? Dover ha metame soiser v'hainam metame kimei nidu. This dam is dam tame, meaning even though it's dam tahar, but it's also dam tame. When is it dam tame? If she was a nida, or if she saw the dam during her Yemei Nida. So if she saw it during the 7 of the 7-11, then the halacha, she would be a Nida. So you see that Dam, Machmas Koishi, has a koyach to be Matam, albeit Tumas Nida during the Yemei Nida. But it's Dam that has the ability to be Matam. So being that it has the ability to be Matam, maybe it could be Soyser, the Shivinakim as well. Or maybe, being that it can't be Goyrim Ziva, it can't be Soyser Ziva either. So maybe the halacha is. So that's the question. The question is, this dam that she sees during her Shivanikim of Yemei Ziva, is it enough to be soysa the Yemei Ziva, or is it not enough to be soysa the Yemei Ziva? On the one hand, you find that this dam is treated like dam tame. If she would see it during her Yemei Nida, she would become a Nida Deiraisa. On the other hand, you find that it's considered dam toya. If she would see it during her Yemei Ziva, she wouldn't become a Zava. And the emesis we're discussing now, her Yemei Ziva. So on the one hand, it makes a lot of sense to say that being that this dam can't make her a Zava, so maybe if she already is a Zava and she's observing her Shivanakiyim, it shouldn't be Soyser, her Yemei Ziva either. Maybe no. Maybe there's no halacha that Dover She'enei Goyrim Enei Soyser. Maybe as long as the dam you find is dam tame, which this dam is, because if she'd see it during her Yemei Nida, she would be tame. That's enough for it to be soyser as well. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya told him, "Oynes beziva yechiach." I think I have a raya. I have a raya from a zav who the halach is if he would see dam machmas oynes she'enei goyrim, it wouldn't be goyrim, meaning he wouldn't become tame. In order for a zav to become tame, whether it's Ria Achas or Shtei Riyos or Sholesh Riyos, the different halachas of a Zav that we spoke about earlier in the week. But in order for a Zav to be Tameh, the halacha is he would have to see it Shloim Achmas Oynes. That's why there was a whole bedika that we had to do every time a Zav has a Riyah to make sure that it wasn't Achmas Oynes. But still, the halacha is Vesoyser. But Abaya said, that's Pashit, the halacha is that if a Zav is in the middle of observing his Shivan Akiyan and then he has a Riyah Achmas Oynes, the halacha is that the Riyah Achmas Oynes is going to be Soyser. So I say Meres, even though the Re'iyah Machmas Oynes can't be Goyrim the Ziva for the Zav, but it could be Soyser. So you see that the two are not mutually exclusive. So if that's the case, L'chayr so too over here. Even though the Re'iyah Machmas Koshi wouldn't be enough to establish and make her into a Zava, but once she already is a Zava and she's observing a Shivan Akim, maybe it should be able to be. But the Gemara says, oh, Malay, so Rava told Abaya, you have no Raya from Zav. Why not? Because Loi, Hai Nami Goyrimu. Because you're assuming that a Re'iyah Machmas Oynes is never a Goyrim Ziva when it comes to a Zav. That's not true. We saw this a few days ago. Time we learned to the Mishnah. Ra, Ribi Shani Bait Genoisai, Shnia Bait Genoisai, Shlisha saying Bait Genoisai, that it's only the Re'iyah Rishon and the Re'iyah Shnia with Allah is. They have to do a bedika, but the third Riyah already, you don't have to do a bedika. The Riyah Rishayna is to make him into a Tameh. When a Zav has a Riyah Rishayna, he's treated like a Balkari, right? There's a Hekish, Shechvazer, he's treated like a Balkari. When he has the Riyah Shniyah, now he becomes a Zav, he already needs Shivan Akiyan. When he has the third Riyah, at that point he needs a carbon. So the third Riyah contributes to the Echos qualitatively to him, his status as a Zav. And for that, you don't need a Bedika. So you see clearly that a Re'iyah, even Machmas Oynes, is a Re'iyah in the world of Zav. Maybe that's why it's Isa. It's a Re'iyah only for the Re'iyah Shlishas. But at least it's a Re'iyah. A Re'iyah Machmas Koishi is never a Re'iyah to be Goyrim at all the halachas of Ziva. So maybe over there it wouldn't be Soyser either. But the Gemara says, what about Koin Trebeli? I said, Rebeli, I said, don't have to Koin Trebeli, I said, that holds that they had to do Bedika even for the Re'iyah Shlishas. Hachanami Kimidloi Garm Loi Sasar? Are you going to tell me that it should come out? You Rava. You would say that something that's not Goyrim can't be Soyser. In Rebbe Eliezer, it's for sure not Goyrim. So maybe if it's not Goyrim, because he holds that even the Riyah Shlishas, he had to make sure it wasn't Ba'inus. So the halachas won't be Soyser. Amalei Eliezer, he told him, Rebbe Eliezer, Achinam. Yeah, according to Rebbe Eliezer, I was never clearing my Shaila. I think according to Rebbe Eliezer, on that side of my Yibaya, I'm very happy coming out and saying that if Rebbe Eliezer holds that a Ziva Machmas Oynes can't make a Zav, even the Re'iyah Shlishas, that so too, if the Zav already is a Zav, and now he's observing a Shivan Akiyan, and he has a Re'iyah Machmas Oynes, it wouldn't be Soyser either. Meaning, my tzad that a Re'iyah Machmas Koishi shouldn't be Soyser would be forced then to accept that according to Rebbe Eliezer, a Re'iyah Machmas Oynes by a Zav also wouldn't be able to be Soyser. And Chanami, Rava said, I have no problem with that. The problem is, says the Gemara, we have information about Rabbi Eliezer Shita, as it relates to whether or not a Re'iyah Machmas Oynes could be Sois of the Shivanakim of a Zav that was already established as a Zav. Tashma, Rabbi Eliezer Oymer, Ampul Shishas Bait Kenois, Rabbi Eliezer Shita was that they used to be Bait Kenois, the Re'iyah Shishas. But Berevius, but as it relates to the fourth Re'iyah, ain't Bait Kenois. Now, what's this fourth Re'iyah? At this point, there's no Badika, meaning even if it happened Machmas Oynes, it's going to be a Re'iyah. What is that? My love, the Stira. So you see that Rabbi Eliezer holds that a Re'iyah Machmas Oynes is not Goyim yet, it could be Sois. So the Gemara says, look, the Tamu Lahu Tip of a Masa. It means not to be soyser, maybe it can't be soyser. Like Rav is sad in his ibaya that a davar sheni goyim is ainish soyser. So what then are we doing a bedika for? We're doing a bedika to determine whether or not it was a re'iyah, whether the zoyv itself, the actual discharge, is tame, whether it could be tame tomas masa. So the Gemara says tashma. Even though that's not mafurish, this next price is mafurish. B'shlishis Rabbi Eliezer ain't bayt kenoisai, brevius ain't bayt kenoisai, and here Rabbi Eliezer continues. L'karben amarti, because I hold you need to do bedika even for karma. Meaning when we're establishing whether someone's a zav, you always have to do bedika. You have to make sure it didn't happen by his. Whether it's the first re'iyah to establish whether he's Tommy, the second Riyah, whether he needs Shevin Akim, the third Riyah, whether he has to bring a carbon. But it's only to establish him as a Zav. But the Leila Stira. But once we establish he's a Zav, you don't need a Riyah to know whether or not you don't need a Badika to know whether or not the Riyah had Machmas Linus or not, because regardless, it's going to be Soyser. So says the Gemara, I mean, this is Mamish Mefurish, right? It's a Mefurish Raya then to. One side in the Yibaya argues Abaya, meaning you see clearly that even something that's not Goyrim could be Soyser. Because Rabbi Eliezer Shita is that a Re'iyah Ba'oynis can't be Goyrim. Even the third Re'iyah can't happen Ba'oynis. And still Rabbi Eliezer said Mefurish that it could be Soyser. So how could Rava have it sad? This is Abaya's time to Rava. Rava, you walked into Beis Medrash, Bayu Rava, Gishmaki Yibaya. You wanted to know if a Re'iyah Machmas Koishi could be Soyser Shevinakim or not. What was Yitzad that it shouldn't? Because maybe only something that's Goyrim could be Soyser. And our Mishnah, the whole sugi we're learning now is that a Re'iyah Machmas Koishi can't be Goyrim Zav. So if it can't be Goyrim, maybe it can't be Soyser either. Amalei Abaya. So after this whole analysis, what we're left with is Abaya says I'm a raya for Rabbi Eliezer. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds that a Re'iyah Machmas Oynes by a Zav can't be Goyrim Zav. And yet, Rabbi Eliezer Shita is, it's only Lekarm of Aleil Estira, that it could be Soyser. So the Gemara says, you're right. Rav is going to have no choice but to answer, Elo the Rabbi Eliezer Pshit. You have to say, Tifchoy, to Dovashen Agarim Soyser. It's the Rabbanon. Nah, I'm asking, he says, you're right, you have a Rai from Rabbi Eliezer. But I'm not so nispal. The fact that you have a Rai from Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, I'm not impressed from that. At the end of the day, I'm still clearing the Shaila, because what about in the Rabbanon's world? The Rabbanon, you clearly don't have a Raya, because according to the Rabbanon, a Re'iyah Machmas Oynes is Goyrim Ziva, because you don't have to be Baidik the Re'iyah Shlishas. So you see that a Re'iyah Ba'oynes could contribute to a person becoming a Zav. So you have no Raya from the fact that a Re'iyah Machmas Oynes would also be Soyser. Hence the question, what would be a Dovish in a Goyrim? Such as Re'iyah Machmas Koishi, what would be the halacha? Would it be Soyser? Would it not be Soyser? Gemara says, Toshma, the Tani Avudu Rab Abin, a Braisa. Mar Goram Loi Zoifer. So this is the Lashon of the Braisa. What was, when a person has Ziva, what is a Goyrim Shiva? Meaning, if someone has Ziva, he becomes Tameh, or she becomes Tameh for 7 days. Lefichach, it's for that reason, we're talking about the Zav in this case, Soyser Shiva. So if during the Shiva Nekiyan, he would now see Ziva again, that discharge would knock out all 7 days. Uma garm lekiria, if a man, however, would be a Balkari, he would be Tameh for how long? Yoy Mechad, for one day. Lefichach, Soyser Mechad. So therefore, if during his Shiva Nekiyan of Ziva, he would see Keri, it wouldn't be Soyser all Shiva Nekiyim. It'd be Soyser only one day. That day wouldn't count, and then he could resume his count. Says Gemara, my Shiva. What does Shiva mean? Ile, mitama Shiva. Doesn't mean simply what it sounds like it means. Zoiv is mitama 7 days. That's why a Ziva during the Shiva Nekiyim is Soyser 7 days. Keri is only mitama one day. That's why Keri during the Shiva Nekiyim is only Soyser one day. If that's what it means, which is certainly what it sounds like it means, then hi ma zoyve tomei shiva mi boyle. So why are we saying such a lashon? Ma goram lo zoyve. Ma goram lo zoyve. It just seems a little wordy. Say simple. Ma zoyve tomei shiva. Elola. You know why we use the words goram lo zoyve? Is to teach me a new halacha. Dove ha goram soyser. Dove she any goram any soyser. It's coming to agav orche kamash malon. Teach me that it's only when it's goram lo zoyve. Only then you have the halacha that the re'iyah is going to be soyser. But if not, it's not. Says the Gemara. Shma minos. Either way, the Gemara came out that only dover ha goyrim is soyser, but something that's not goyrim is not soyser. So Amar Abaye, in fact, Abaye said this, Ein koishi soise b'ziva. That just like da machmas koishi can't establish ziva, so too da machmas koishi can't be soise ziva either. V'im mishkachas tana da amas soise, if you're going to find the tana that holds it is, who's the tana going to be? Rabbi Eliezer, that's the cheshbon we just made. Because Rabbi Eliezer, we know that something that's not goyrim could be soiser. Where do you know that from? From Oynes Bezov. And Oynes Bezov, it's never going to be goyrim, because the Riyah, even for the third Riyah, you had to do a bedik, you had to make sure it didn't happen machmas Oynes. Still, Rabbi Eliezer said in the furish, but carbon amarti v'loilus tira, that once you have an established zav during the Shivan Akim, if you'd be Raya, a ziva now, the halach is it would be soiser. So once you see Rabbi Eliezer held that even a dover she'enu goyim could be soiser, so maybe he holds it with regards to koishi as well. That even though damachmas koishi can't be goyim, but maybe damachmas koishi could be soiser. So Abaye said the mesoyer is naktina. We have a klal that damachmas koishi is not soiser. I can always tell you that it's going according to Rabbi Eliezer. Either way, the Gemara goes now me'inyan le'inyan ba'oisa inyan. Tanya, Ramarina soimer. Ramarina said, this is a braisa. Ein leida soiser es beziva. What happens if a woman was a zava gedoyla? And then she has to keep her Shivan Akiyah. Even if she has a baby, the halacha of a yoled is bizarre. Some of the hard sugyas that we saw in the last few days states that if a zava gedoyla has a baby, after her yemei tuma and her yemei tayra, she's going to also have to cheshbin the Shivan Akiyah. Ramarina said that ein leida seiseres besiva. If a woman was already in the middle of counting, so she was already holding the middle of her Shivan Akiyah, and now she gave birth to a baby. So the question is, the Leida in and of itself soiser, or is the Leida not soiser? Now, at first glance, you would say, I mean, if she had a baby, she had dam. So what about the dam Leida? So the Rishonim discuss it, and just to take the easy route here in the Sugya, if you look at the bottom Toisfiz says, it's a two-line Toisfiz, Ayin Chum, but Toisfiz has mefurish that we were talking about a case where she gave birth to a child and there was no dam. So just to keep the sugya simple, let's go with Tosfos. Where Tosfos says, Marinus was talking about where there was no blood. I mean, there was no blood, so there was nothing really to be soiser. The question is the Leida itself. Why? Because when a woman gives birth to a child, she becomes tamei. And she becomes tamei whether she has dam or she doesn't have dam. That's the metzias. Isha kisasriya v'yol dozachar, yeah, blood, no blood, v'tamei shivas yomim. She's for sure going to be tamei for 7 days. So the question is the Leida itself, being that she now is tamei, does that in and of itself create now an issue as it relates to the Shivan Akiyah or not? So Marina said, no, ain't laid the Saiseres Bezita. There's no reason for it to be Saiseres. Iba Iluhu, Mao Shatala. Okay. So we're talking about a woman that didn't have any dam, Bishas Leida. The Leida is not Saiseres the Shivan Akiyah. Could it count towards the Shivan Akiyah? So she had 3 days before she gave birth to a child. She gave birth to a child. There was no blood. Or what happened to Ain Psichas Kever below that? But there was no blood. That's Tosfos. But and now she goes ahead. 1 day, 2 days, 3 or 4 days, 4 more days. She has her 7 days. Does she have an Akiyim? Abayam Abayah says, Ain Seiseres. No. It's true, and Marina said that the Leida itself is not Soiser the Shivan Akiyim, but Ain Oila. But at the same time, it doesn't count towards the Shivan Akiyim. Rava says, no, Ain Seiseres, the Oila. So the Gemara. Omar Rava Mino Aminola. So the Gemara is going to bring, usually, if you have a Machloikis, Abaya will bring his makar, Rav will bring his makar. Rav is going to bring 2 makaris, and Abaya is going to bring 2 makaris. So each Amoira is going to bring 2 makaris to support their position. Says the Gemara, Rav is not meaning, how do I know this halacha? Again, what's Rav's halacha? That a woman that is in the middle of her Shivan Akiyah, she was a Zava Gedayla, then she had a baby, there was no blood, the lady is not soiser, that Marinus already said, whether, and so too, she can use these days now of her Yemei Tumah to be oilala to count towards her Shivan Akiyah. So I say, oh, I know, Tanya, it's a braise. So it says, V'sofra la shivas yomim, that's the beginning of the pasuk, V'achat titar, and then after her 7 days, meaning after the Shivan Akiyah, Azava Gedoyla is tar. Achar, what does achar mean? Achar lekulan, after everything, meaning shloitei tumah mafsekes beinayim. You have to make sure that there's no tumah in between, meaning it's a braise. So that says if a woman would be tumah during the Shivan Akiyah, it wouldn't be considered Shivan Akiyah. Meaning, not only Acha that there was no blood, Acha Tumma. There couldn't be any Tumma during the Shivan Akiyah. Says Rava, yeah, but Bishleim Ma'ayla. Bishleim, if you're going to tell me that while her Yemei Tumma of the Yoledes counts towards the Shivan Akiyah, Hainu Dolom Mafsek is Tumma. So there's no Tumma that got in the way. Because the Tumma is not an impediment to the Shivan Akiyah, because it actually counts towards her Shivan Akiyah. But if you're going to tell me that the Yemei Tumah don't count, so then it comes out, there was a Tumah, that's Mafsekes Beinayim. I mean, she's Tumah regardless, but if you're going to tell me that it counts towards her Shivan Akiyah, and then there was no Tumah, that was Mafsekes. But if you're going to tell me that it didn't count, so it comes out that there was a tumah here that got in the way, that at the very least paused now the Shivan Akiyim, so it's not achar lekulon in a way where there was no tumah that was mafsekes b'neim. Rabbi Amalach, Rabbi is going to tell you, shleitei tumah zivim mafsekes b'neim. Don't bring me any rise from that price, because when that price says shleitei tumah mafsekes b'neim, means it can't be tumah ziva. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about Shivan Akiyim for ziva. There can't be any ziva that gets involved in between. The fact that there was tumah hiledes, that's not an issue. You have no rise from that. Meaning, really, the Tumas Yeledis is there, and really it doesn't count towards the Shivan Akiyim, but it's not a Hefzik, because only a Tumah of Ziva would be a Hefzik for the Shivan Akiyim of Ziva. This is not a Tumah of Hefzik. That was Rava's first Makar, Abaya address. Oh my Rava, something on Minullah. I'll tell you a different Makar. Time we learned to the Brai, so it says regarding the Zava, Ve'im Tahara Mizoiva, Ve'safra La Shivas Yamin. So it says Mizoiva. We learn from him Mizoiva V'loi Minika. What would be if the Zava was also a Mitzayra? She was a Mitzayras. So she's a Zava and she's a Mitzayras. Does she have, could she count her Shivan Akiyim while she's a Mitzayras? Or do we say, no, she's a Mitzayra now. How do you have Shivan Akiyim? You're a Mitzayra. So you have to wait until you're not a Mitzayra anymore. Then you can have your Shivan Akiyim. So that's this halacha. Mizoiva V'loi Minika. It doesn't matter that she's a Mitzayras. A Mitzayras doesn't get in the way of her being able to keep her Shivan Akiyim. Additionally, Mizoiva V'loi Meleidasa. Leida is not a problem either. You don't have to worry about Leida. The fact that there's a Leida over here is also not an issue. So it sounds like a Mefurish Abraisa, right? Checkmate. Rava said, Eino Yisai Sarah's Va'oi, what's a Mefurish Abraisa? Just like she can count Shivan Akiyim while she's a Mitzayra, Mizoiva V'loi Miniga, so too she can count the Shivan Akiyim while she's a Yoledes. Mizoiva V'loi Mileidas. Abayu Amalach, Abayu is going to tell you, Tani Chada. The only way Abayu was able to get out of this Kasha was by telling him, I had a different Girsa in the Braisa. I had one Miut in the Braisa. You have Mizoiva V'loi Miniga, Mizoiva V'loi Mileidas. I only had Chada. Mizoiva V'loi Miniga, V'loi Tisne V'loi Mileidas. Don't have, take it out of the Braisa. So it's not a problem. The Braisa is telling me halacha about a Shivan Akiyim for a Zava that's a Mitzayras. Not talking about Shivan Akiyim for a Zava that's also a Yoledes. But Rava's going to tell you, hi, my can't be. I know my Girsa in the Braisa is right. You know what? Because according to you, Abaya, what's Mizoiva being Mamayit if she's a Mitzayras? We have another drasha for that. We have another Braisa that was already Mamayit. In fact, I don't think this Braisa was ever coming to be Mamayit, Mizoiva V'loi Miniga. And probably because how can you be my two things from one word? Mizoiva V'loi Miniga, V'zoiva V'loi Miniga. It was never be my V'zoiva V'loi Miniga. It just mentioned it Agavurchi. I happen to know that Lacha from somewhere else. And Bal Karchach, it's Tani Chada like you, Abaya, really. But the Chada is not V'loi Miniga. The Chada is V'loi Mileidas. House of Rav, I'm a Bishlami, V'loi Mileidas. Bishlami, if the Gerus is the way I have it. It says V'loi Mileidas, I did it Srichle Leida, Tani Niga to Leida. Really, the Pasuk is coming to me, and B'derech Agav, and mentioned Niga to Leida. I'm a bit if you write Mizavi V'loi Miniga. But if really all the Bryce is saying is Mizavi V'loi Miniga, I'm the Chiyatam Azam Mizavi Nafka, Mizavi V'loi Miniga. I know that from somewhere else. I know it from the Zav. The Zav, it says, this is the Zav, what we're talking about. That drasha is the Zav, Vichyiter Hazav, the male version. Mizoivoi, and it says over there, Mizoivoi Lamidika. So once I know Mizoivoi Lamidika, why do I need Mizoivoi Lamidika? Must be really Deke Drasha's Vlami Leidasa. Bottom line is, says Rav, it's for sure, it says Leidasa in this Braisa. And if that's the case, I'm right. Abaya is going to tell me no. Really, what it says is Mizoivoi Lamidika. It doesn't say Mizoivoi Lamidasa. What's your question? Why do I need Mizoivoi Lamidika? Don't I already have Mizoivoi Lamidika? I do, but that's by a Zav, this is by a Zava, and I can't learn Zava from Zav, and I can't learn Zav from Mizava, because as we've seen already, a Zav and a Zava in certain respect are unique. Chad b'Zav, chad b'Zav, v'tzrich di, kaz rachmano, because had it only said kizav, I would have thought, mishum, deloy metama ba'oines, I would have thought that's because the Zav is not metama ba'oines, being that it's not metama ba'oines, so maybe there's this kula as well, the fact that it's not metama ba'oines is a kula. The fact that not every ziva constitutes zoiv is a tremendous kula. So once you have this kula, maybe you have this kula as well, that a mitzayra zav can count as shivan akim. Avol zav, the matami ba'inis, we have this chomre emoloi, tzricha. Because Rechman of had it said, zav, mishun le matami b'riyas kibiyamim. You have a kula by the zav as well. What's the kula? If she would see multiple ri'iyos on one day, she wouldn't be a zava. It has to be 3 days, not just 3 riyos. Avol zav, the matami b'riyas. But a zav that's matami b'riyas kibiyamim emoloi, tzricha, that's why. Either way, so Rava had two mekoyros to his halacha that not only is Leda not soiser Shivan Akiyim, but if there was no blood, she can use the Yemei Tumah of Leda towards her Shivan Akiyim. Abaya deflected both of his mekoyros. Amar Abaya, so now Abaya's turn. Said Abaya, what's my raya? Mino amino lo. How do I know that it's not oila? Meaning, even though Marina said in a braisa that the zman of lay does not soisa, but at the same time it's not going to be a time going to the braisa. It says ki me nidas devoisa titma. We saw this braisa, Rabbi, and we learn from there. This is the pasuk right in the beginning of Parashas Tazria. Isha ki Tazria v'yaldo zacha. The Tama Shivas Yomim, ki me nidas devoisa titma. She should be Tama 7 days, like Anita. Nah, really, it's not Tomas Nida. So what does it mean like Anita? We learn halachas from here. Number one, the rabbi says Bayala. Just like there's halach of Bayal Nida, there's halach of a Bayal Yoledes. Devoisa titma rabbis alelas. Just like Anita is not only Tama by day, she's Tama by night, so to Yoledes is also Tama by night. Devoisa titma, the rabbi says Yoledes bezoiv. What's this halacha? That Yoledes bezoiv is what we need. Shet sricha shetashev shivinakiyan. That Yoledes bezoiv has to keep shivinakiyan. Said Abaya. Oh, Yoledes bezoiv is going to have 7 clean days. What does Nikia mean? My love Nikia me later. Meaning she has to wait until after the days of Toma, 7 or 14, and then afterwards she should be clean for another 7 days. But you see that the Yemei Toma don't count, because doesn't Nikiyam mean Nikiyam Mileda? So the person says, Loi, Midam. Maybe Nikiyam means what it always means. Nikiyam Midam. You have no raya from there, certainly, Abaya, that you can't use the Yemei Leda towards the Shiva Nikiyam. I'm Rabaya, but Abaya said, I have a different Mikrama. No, I mean, Allah, the Tanya learned in the Braisa, Kimei Nidasa, Kach Yemei Ledasa. So this is a Braisa that equates Yemei Nida to Yemei Leda. An interesting braisa, as the Gemara itself is going to observe. Ma Yemei Nidasa Ein Ruin Leziva. Just like when a woman is during her Yemei Nida, she's during the 7 of the 18 days, right? The 7 of the 7-11. The first 7 days she can't become a Zava. Why can't a woman become a Zava during her Yemei Nida? Because that's the halacha. 7 days, any dam she sees, she becomes a nida. Then the next 11 days, any dam she sees, she becomes a zava. So my yemei nida se ain ruin laziva ve ain sfira shiva. Let me add. Additionally, there's no shiva nakim during the yemei nida. Why not? That's equally as simple, because the yemei nida don't start again until after the shiva nakim. Right. The whole idea of 18 days is it's not necessarily 18 days. If a woman becomes a zava gedola during the 11 days and she now has to observe shiva nakim, so the haschola of the next 18-day cycle is not going to begin until after she concludes her shiva nakim. But shiva nakim can never coincide with the yemei nida, because by definition the yemei nida will not commence again until she concludes her Shiva Nakim. So there's no Tuma Ziva during the Yemei Nida. There's no Shiva Nakim of Ziva during Yemei Nida. That's obvious. So we learn from here a hekish. Af Yemei Leidasa, so too Yemei Leida, She'ein Ruyin Ziva. So during her Yemei Leida, she can't ever become a Zava. So during the Yemei Tuma of Leida, the 7 and the 14, she can't become a Zava. And additionally, ain't Sphere of Shiva, man. And also, if she's clean during that time, it can't count towards the Shiva Nakim. So you have this Hekish again. It says, Ki mei nidas devoisa titma, remakisha yeledes to a nida. How so? Bayul nida, laila. Very basic halachas. But in addition to that, there's another more obscure halacha that we learn from here. And that is that just like there's no Ziva at all during the Yemei nida, it's not possible. There's no Tumah Ziva during the Yemei Nida. There's no Shiva Nakiyam of Ziva during the Yemei Nida. The same is true regarding Yoledes. There's no Tumah Ziva during the Yemei Yoledes, the 7 and the 14. And there's no Shiva Nakiyam either. It's a Mefurish Abraisa, Rava. It's not negotiable. I just told you Abraisa. Rava says, Maskil. Abaya, it's a braisa. But Hamani Rebbe Eliezer, I think that this is going according to Rebbe Eliezer. The Omar who holds Mr. Nami Sastra. This braisa is going according to Rebbe Eliezer that holds that Mr. Nami Sastra, that if she would have Dam Leda, or if that Tumas Leda would be soiser the Shiva Nakim as well. And if the Tumas Leda is soiser the Shiva Nakim, then Enochinami, obviously, it's not going to be oila towards the Shiva Nakim. Because if it's soiser, it's not going to be oila. The whole shaila, Rava said, my whole shita, our discussion was in Rav Marina's halacha, which was not going according to Rav Eliezer, that holds that the leid is not soiser. The question was, if it's not soiser, is it oila? That's a separate shmuz. But Hamani Rav Eliezer, this braisa, that's takim of furish, is going according to Rav Eliezer, holds that the leid is soiser. Oh, if the leid is soiser, then anachinami. The question is, who's this Rav Eliezer? Who's this Rav Eliezer that holds? We didn't have a Rav Eliezer. With regards to Leda, that it's going to be soy, says, if we're supposed to know who Rebbe Eliezer is. Hamani Rebbe Eliezer, the Amar Mr. Nami Sasra. So Rashi says, you know this Rebbe Eliezer is? This is Rebbe Eliezer that we had in the first part of the daf, who holds that a dover she'ene goyre is still soyser. Where do you have that, Rabbi Eliezer? Because the Riya Ba'onis is never goyim. Even the Riya Shlishis, you have to do a bedika, but at the same time, it's going to be soiser. We came out, the Messiah is that a Dovah Shein goyim is not soiser. Therefore, Dan, Koishi, just like it can't be goyim Ziva, so too can't be soiser the Shevin Akiyim. Rabbi Eliezer Shita was not that way. Rabbi Eliezer Shita was that a Dovah Shein goyim is going to be soiser as well. So, Rashi, the whole Yisoid of Rabbi Marina says Alacha, that Yoledes, that Leda is not going to be soiser, was all predicated on the fact that it's not goyim. And being that Leda can't be Goyrim Ziva, so it can't be Soyser Ziva. Because that's the rule. Dovash ain't a Goyrim, ain't a Soyser. Even Dam, that's not Goyrim, can't be Soyser. So certainly Leda, the act of childbirth, the Yemei Tumma, the Tumma of the Leda, if it's not Goyrim, it can't be Soyser. So if it is Soyser, you don't have Mar Marina, it's all Halacha. So it's going to come out that Leda Soyser. If Leda Soyser, obviously it's not going to be Oyel, it's Shivan Akiyim. So I'm like, Rav is going to tell you that it's true you have a Braisa. You have a Braisa that says that it's not Oyel. But you want to know who it's going according to. It's going to the Madam that holds it's not Soyser. But if you hold that it's Soyser, it would be Oyel. If you hold that it's not soisa, then it would be oila as well. Tremendous. Says the Gemara, as it relates to this braisa. Again, what did braisa say? Ki mei ni dasa, kachi mei lei dasa. Ma yimei ni dasa, in ruin leziva. The ain't sphere shiva. On the other hand, just like during the yimei nida, there's no ziva, you can't be tomi tumas ziva during the yimei nida. There's no shivan akiyim of ziva during the yimei nida. The same is going to be true with regards to yimei lei dasa. What kind of heckish is that? V'chidon in efshem, nishii efshem? Is there such a thing? Could you even learn something that's possible, something that's not possible? Why is there no Ziva during Yemei Nida? Because it's not possible. Because Ziva, by definition, can't occur during the Yemei Nida. It's a Dovah She'i Efshar, as opposed to Nikiyim during the Zman of Leda, that's Efshar. So how can you learn Efshar, Mishi'i Efshar, Amar Rabach Devoy, Barami, Rabbi Eliezer? Yeah, it's going to Rabbi Eliezer. We just said it's going to Rabbi Eliezer, at least the way Rav understood it. The Amar, Dona Efshar, Mishi'i Efshar, Rabbi Eliezer, Shita, and Shas is that you can learn Efshar, Mishi'i Efshar. Sheishas, Amar, Sheishas, Al Karchach, Kishan, Al Kasi. Right, usually, Ein Dona Efshar, Mishi'i Efshar, but here we have a Hekish, and Ein Meshivan Allah Hekish. Ikadami, some say, same two terutzim, the names are a little different. Amar Rav Achtavoy Bar Ami, Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Achtavoy Bar Ami and Rav Sheshes were the two shitois in the first Lishna. In the second Lishna, they both said the same thing. It's Amar Rav Achtavoy Bar Ami, Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Eliezer Dom and Efshem Sheyafshir. The reason we made this hekesh, even though Ein Don and Efshem Sheyafshir, Hamani Rav Eliezer, Rav Papa says, Al Korcha Kishan HaKasim, that's the second teretz that the Gemara gave. So just to conclude with one ha'ara, and that is that we mentioned earlier in the week, so we were discussing Rabbi Eliezer Shita. So there were a few Rabbi Eliezers that we just discussed in today's daf. We have the Rabbi Eliezer going backwards, who holds that not an Efshem is she Efshem. We had the Rabbi Eliezer who holds that even a dover that's not Goyrim Ziva could still be Soyser Shivanakim. And we also had the Rabbi Eliezer who holds that not only did they have to be Boydik Dezov during the first Re'iyah and the second Re'iyah, but they had to be Boydik the Zav for the third Re'iyah as well. They had to do a Bedika on the Zav for the third Re'iyah as well. The Chachamim all know. The first two Re'iyahs require Bedika, but the second Re'iyah doesn't require Bedika. So again, we saw this Machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim already earlier in the week. And the Gemara said, what's the Makar to this Machloikis? So said the Gemara, B'dorish Esim Kamifuki. They argued whether or not we're Dorish Esim, or we're not Dairish Asim. The Pasuk says, with regards to the Zav, Zoyis Teiras Vadova Benidasa, Vahazov Es Zoyvai. The Rabbanon don't Arshin Asim. So the Rabbanon hold Vahazov, one Re'iyah, Zoyvai, two Re'iyahs. It's only two Re'iyahs that you have to do Badika. Rabbi Eliezer was Dairish Asim. So he said, Vahazov, one Re'iyah, Es, two Re'iyahs, Zoyvai, three Re'iyahs. So it comes out this three Re'iyahs where there's going to be an issue. In other words, Machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachamim, Rabbi Eliezer's Dairish Asim, the Chachamim are not Dairish Asim. So we mentioned that we know throughout Shas, Shimon HaMsuni, how you Dairish call Asim Shabbatayr. And then Shimon HaMsuni, who was Dairish call Asim Shabbatayr, it seems like he was famous for this, he stopped. He came to Es Hashem LeKachatira, he couldn't go Havaita. Atchbar Rabbi Akiva. Till Rabbi Akiva came and he said, no, Es Hashem LeKachatira, the rabbis Tamid HaChachamim. So we have two Tanon, Lechura, that were Dairish Asim Shabbatayr. We have Rabbi Eliezer, Nidalamid Hei, and we have Rabbi Akiva throughout Shas, who was Dairish essence of a Torah, even Darshan that's Hashem like Hechatira, the Rabbis Tamid Chachamim. So we threw out there, Lechidude Ba'alma, from a Kloli Hashas perspective. What should the halacha be? So again, without going through Sugi Hashas and without even bringing riots, from a Kloli Hashas, simply Lechidude Ba'alma, simply because it ties into some things that we've spoken about so many times. Should the halacha be that we're Dairish Asim Shabbat Torah, or should the halacha be that we're not Dairish Asim Shabbat Torah? Mitzad Echad, it's Rabbi Akiva, and halacha Krebi Akiva. Mitzad Sheni, it's also Rabbi Eliezer. There ain't halacha Krebi Eliezer, because we're Eliezer Shamuti. So we shtel to a Kesef Mishnah, in Hilchas Reitzeh, Hushmiras HaNefesh, Perek Tes, halacha Tes, where the Rambam is discussing when they were Maided, when they measured the distance of the corpse that was found in the context of El Arucha, Rufa, to the closer city. So what part of the corpse did they do the Medida from? And the Rambam says it was from the nose. And the Kesef Mishnah says that really it's a Mishnah Masechta Soita. And the Mishnah, it's three shitas. It's Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. And the Rambam is possibly like Rabbi Akiva. So what? Frank the Kesef Mishnah, Mishnah's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. It's Kavanok. He always possibly Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So why is the Rambam possibly like Rabbi Akiva? Says the Kesef Mishnah, it's true, Mishnah's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kavanok. But halachic Rabbi Akiva. And being the halach is also like Rabbi Akiva. So you have two conflicting Kloli Hashas. Says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam must have held halachic Rabbi Akiva trumps. It takes precedence over Mishnah's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Kavanok. And that's why he possibly Rabbi Akiva. Not like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Maybe the same would be true over here. On the one hand, Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. You can't possibly Rabbi Eliezer. Then again, you have Rabbi Akiva. Halachic Rabbi Akiva. Which one should take precedence? And maybe just like in that case of Mishnah, Halachic Rabbi Akiva took precedence over Mishnah's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Kavanaki. Maybe so too, Halachic Rabbi Akiva would take precedence over the Klal of Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. We said a Svara to be Machalik. This is at the end of Masechtas Nida, Daf Lamed Hey, we spoke about this a few days ago. Somebody sent an email with a good ha'ara. And he asked that I don't understand, the whole thing is a mistake. He said, why? Because it's true, halacha k'rebi yakiva. But it's halacha k'rebi yakiva mechaveroi. V'loi mechaveirov. So if it's halacha k'rebi yakiva mechaveroi, v'loi mechaveirov, so we anyways don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva, k'neged the chachamim, who was Dairish Asim Shabbat Torah. Again, we said, Rabbi Akiva argued with the Chacham. Rabbi Akiva's Shita was, he's Dairish Asim Shabbat Torah. Rabbi Eliezer argued with the Chacham. He was also Dairish Asim Shabbat Torah. Mitzad Rabbi Akiva, we argued, Halachic Rabbi Akiva Mechaveira. So therefore, we should Dairish Asim Shabbat Torah. The problem is, if Rabbi Eliezer says something, we know Rabbi Eliezer's Halach is Shamuti. We're off, now we can't touch it. But he said, that would all be true if the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, even when he argues with a rabbi. The problem is, halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveiro, evo loy mechaveiro. So this whole conversation is dead on arrivals. He said, well, what's the shayla? There's no shayla. We don't pass like Rabbi Akiva k'neged chaveiro. We don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer k'neged chaveiro. So obviously, we're not going to dash in Essen Shabbat Torah. So if you want to talk in terms of Kloli Ashas, l'chayra should be pashat. But the emes is not so simple at all. I should have spoken this out, but we've spoken about this in the past. Chulin Ayin Hey, we have a raid bite on this, I think. Ayin Sham, it's not so simple at all. What would be the makar to say halacha k'rebi kiva mechaveirov v'loy mechaveirov? It's not a mefurish gemara. But the gemara says in Masechtas Erev in Memvav HaMebeis, that's one of the dafin and shas that talk about Kloli HaShas, says the gemara, halacha k'rebi akiva mechaveirov u'k'rebi yoisi mechaveirov u'k'rebi mechaveirov. So the gemara doesn't say halacha k'rebi kiva mechaveirov v'loy mechaveirov. It just says halacha k'rebi kiva mechaveirov. The diuk is halacha k'rebi kiva mechaveroi, u'k'reb yoisi mechaverov, u'k'rebi mechaveroi. It sounds like Rabbi Yoisi we paskin like even k'neged chaverov. The diuk is Rabbi Akiva is only k'neged chaveroi. Hence, margula b'pumi de'inchi halacha k'rebi Akiva mechaveroi v'loy mechaverov. But for starters, it's not mefurish. And emes is like this. Emes is the taz in two places. I'll read one in Hilchas Yontif and Erechaim Simin Tov. The context over there is not relevant. But just one excerpt from the Taz. Ulanias daiti tamua ala Rambam. Da kaim alon alocha k'rebi akiva v'chol makayim v'afilu mechaveirov. Pirish afilu im rabim chokimim. Mefurish Taz. So the Taz says clearly, and I rechaim simit tov tzadik ches, it's an okaz yantiv, it's a tzivkot and hay, that we know the rule is alocha k'rebi akiva afilu mechaveir. I did the yik in the Gemara, I hear, ask the Taz. But the bottom line is, it's mefurish. It's a mefurish Taz. This is non-negotiable. And the Taz says it also in simin kuf samach zay in tzivkot and dalit. So it's in two places. Now the emes is the Yad Malachi brings this Taz, and he's matmi on the Taz. So he brings this klal. Kal kuf ayin beis, and the Kloliat Talmud of the Yad Malachi is halacha k'rebi Akiva mechaveroi V'loy mechavei rav. Umidei dabri b'hach klala, says the Yad Malachi, lo yodati ma hoyoloi l'harav magen David, she nichshol boi pam u'shtayim. He says the Taz was nichshol, it's not just once, twice. She v'simen kuf samach zayin sefkot and dalet, v'chem v'simen tov tzadik hei sefkot and hei, kosa b'pshitos, dekaim alon halocha krebi yakiv v'filu mechavei rav. V'shorolei marei, the Ebesh should be moichol the Taz, she toa b'pshitos b'golui v'yadua lefnei ko yoydei das v'din. Maybe he's right. He said, "Golly, if you do, look how Yoydei does within." So it's true that the Taz says it. So I'll tell you something interesting. In the new Yad Malachis, which I have, so on the bottom, they bring Mar Mekoymus on this, and one of the Mar Mekoymus is the Stei Chemed. So I looked up the Stei Chemed. It's a Mareches Hey. It's Ois Yodalet. So he says like this: V'ya locha kriv Yakiva mechaveirov, oydavka mechaveiroy. Ishai hine harav Yad Malachi ois kufayim beis kosav bepshitos. Pretty clear. The loyamrina mechaveirov. The kosav ala rava taz v'simen kuf samach zayis have gotten dalid. The tov tzadik ches have gotten hey. She kosav behepech. She tov bedover golui l'chol yoydei das v'din. That was his loshen. The Yad Malachi's loshen. The alocha kreba givim mechaveiroi dafko. V'shagam me'el yorabo hisigu. L'anias daiti. Ein lahaz niach svaras harava taz kol kach. He says, no, you shouldn't talk so sharp keneged the taz. And then he starts bringing mar mekoymus. This the Stei Chemed with his tremendous koyach. The Stei Chemed was the ultimate Sinai, and he brings Mar Mekoymus of Rishonim that held like the Taz. Ayin Agoyis Ashri Perik Shiyei Shnoich Lin Simon Lamech Zayin Shekasa B'Shem Or Zorua Da Alocha Krebi Akiva Mechavei Rav Gam B'Shiltis from Rabbi Chayi Goyin. This already goes back to the Goyinim. You know when it says Rabbi Chayi in Shas, there's some that believe it was Rabbi Chayi Goyin. So could be mentioned even in the Talmud Bavli. Going back to Rabbi Chayi Goyin, Almud Alocha Krebi Akiva Fil Machayev. Either way, Ayin Shom. He says it's not so posher. So regardless, it's true. It's Margul Bapumi the Inchi, Halacha Krebekiva Mechaveirov, Eloi Mechaveirov. But after further review, there's a Taz and there's a Stei Chemed. It's not that possible.